Hey friends, it's June 27th. Welcome to Pray Today. And I want to read a couple stats to you as we get started today. According to Gallup polls, more Americans will pray this week than will exercise, drive a car, have sex, or go to work. That's a lot of prayer. But I want to follow that up with a website poll that was conducted that says, only 23 people out of 678 who were polled were feeling satisfied with the time they were spending in prayer. So what do these things together tell us? It tells us that people pray, which is really, really cool. But it also tells us that most of us are not satisfied with the time that we spend in prayer. In fact, Billy Graham, one of my greatest Christian heroes outside of the Bible, was asked close to his time of death, if he were to go back, what is one thing that he wishes he would have done more of or not done? And he said he wished he would have prayed more. This is Billy Graham, who was seen as this incredibly godly man who showed great character, who never had any type of false accusations made against him, was never part of any big news story that shed bad light on who he was as a person, a man who lived above reproach and who what I would consider to be one of the strongest Christians that I've ever known or read about. And he said he wished he would have prayed more. Now, as I thought about that, I thought, would Billy Graham have not prayed as much as what he wanted to, looking back on his life? And what I probably would guess that what made it that way is that he was too busy, that he was busy, and that he didn't get those chunks of time. And so when you think of your prayer life, are you satisfied with the prayer? Is your pray today the only time you pray during the day? It's really easy to get into a pattern of thinking, well, I did my prayer and I've done my job, I've prayed. But let's make a focus to continually grow in this area of prayer and in the time we spend praying each day. Let's pray together about this. Father, thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for these few minutes of our day that we remove distractions and we focus on you and conversing with you, talking to you. Father, if these statistics that we've read today hold true to us, most of us aren't satisfied with how long we spend in prayer, how much time we spend in prayer. And Lord, I don't want to look back on my life and say I didn't spend near as much time as I wanted to in prayer. I probably will, but Father, I want to grow in this area. And my prayer for my friends here is that we are praying continually in such a way that we feel that we're in constant contact with the Father. Lord, may we just speak to you as if you are right there with us in every waking hour, because you are. And Father, would you just help us to remember to commune with you constantly. May we just have conversations with you, spontaneous conversations, longer times of prayer, focused times of prayer, times where we remove all distraction and just think about you and talk to you. Those times that we just say thank you. Those times that we just say help me. Those times that we just say I love you. Those times that we just say guide me. Give me wisdom. Help me deal with this situation, with this person. Give me strength. Lord, all of these prayers, would they just become natural to us? To talk with you throughout the day. Thank you for our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.